So the way the night goes on the island, it starts off and the rhinos come in right at dusk. One of the recordings has gulls in the background, and so you're hearing these really obnoxious gulls. They're really loud. The really low mooing is the rhinos as they start to come in, and I think there's a couple crashes that happen too. And there'll be this really short period of time where they'll be mooing in kind of these waves where they are really excited about getting back and either are just standing around mooing, or they'll also moo when they get into their burrow. They pretty quickly get drowned out by storm petrels, so that's the ones that go doo-doo-doo-doo and are squawking. And then usually about an hour before dawn, the rhinos start coming out of their burrows and socializing, and that's when they really start mooing. And that one is where you have really, really, really loud mooing, and then there's a couple doo-doo-doo-doos tossed in there from the storm petrels. That's my favorite time of night, is when I can make it to right before dawn, because they get out, and then as the light starts coming back, the petrels die down, and then it's just these waves of these moos that kind of sweep across the whole colony. All these seabirds, while they aren't adapted to terrestrial life at all, and some of them, MERS are a really good example, they're, you know, on the cusp of being completely marine. You know, they incubate their eggs for like 30 days, raise a chick in about 2 weeks, and then they're back to the ocean. Rhinos have a lot longer time on land, but all that said, it's the most important part of their life cycle, right, because that's when they're passing on their genes to the next generation. I just need a bird that has fish so that I know it's a breeder, but I don't need to catch it again. I just need it for that one sample. And then for the fledglings, most of them I catch with a sort of a small landing net, but I have managed to grab a couple. As long as you sneak up on them, they're pretty clueless. You know, they're wandering around kind of very new to the world, I guess. And so you'll see them just kind of wandering back and forth, and if you startle them, they'll disappear, but as long as you can sneak up on them, they're not as quick as the adults are.